Sports betting is one of the earliest and most popular pastimes for people worldwide. People have gambled over everything for centuries. Whether it was a bet between friends or a wager on the races, it's a well-known fact that we can't refuse to gamble. Bookies have emerged in the 20th century and have been quite popular for decades until the sports betting industry moved online. Have you ever wondered how sports betting works? What's a money line? What's a round robin bet or a betting line? Why do odds appear in different formats? What are favorites and underdogs? We have the answers to these questions and many more in the guide below. What is sports betting? Simplest way we can explain sports betting to novices is an activity that lets you predict sports results by wagering on one outcome or another. That's the easiest sports betting definition, and we believe it's on point. However, there's more to sports betting than meets the eye. In the old days, there were only a few bet types. Sports wagering has taken on a whole new shape with the industry reorganizing over the past century and moving online in the last few decades. Betting on sports events has been fun and popular for a long time. This activity is typically regulated and open to the public around the world, although there are still many countries that are against it. If you've always wanted to learn more about how sports betting works but didn't know where to start, you're the right place. Favorites and underdogs. Let's start with a few key concepts without which sports betting wouldn't work. There's a favorite and an underdog in every match between two players or teams. The terminology is simple and clarifies which side has the upper hand. Favorites will always have shorter odds than underdogs, returning almost no value. Of course, your chances at getting an underdog win right aren't great. It is a risky investment, but it sometimes passes. Underdogs offer much better odds, especially at giant bookies, such as William Hill and Ladbrokes. These two terms are sports betting basics you must understand. Luckily, they're also the simplest, so choosing one or the other is a crucial idea, regardless of whether you're betting on soccer, tennis, American football, or basketball. What types of bets are there? Now that we've explained favorites and underdogs, it's time to give you the lowdown on the different types of bets. You see, the sports betting industry these days has a line on much more than just winner picks. You can wager in innovative markets that have been invented recently and fan favorites that have brought many bettors joy over the years. Moneyline. Moneyline is a special type of odds that's been widely accepted as a bet too. American odds show the favorite and underdog with a minus and plus sign, respectively. These show the money you need to risk or the potential $100 winning. Let's put that into perspective with an NBA bet. Lakers odds are minus 500. Pistons odds are plus 700. In this case, the Lakers are an obvious favorite. You need to bet $500 to win $100 in return if you wager on the Lakers, who have a much higher winning probability in this money line. On the other hand, punters will need to risk $100 to win $700 by betting on the Pistons potentially. Point spreads. Point spreads are special bets that allow you to wager on the margin of victory. Unlike money line, this bet doesn't pick a winner. Instead, you're betting on a favorite winning by a certain margin or the underdog to win by surprise or not lose by a set number of points. This bet is highly popular in the USA, especially in NBA, NFL, and NHL matches. Futures. You don't have to be an expert in how betting works to understand that futures are a wager on a future event. The result of this bet will be provided sometimes in the future, unlike moneyline bets placed today. Futures are just as popular as any other bet type as they tend to have pretty high odds. Also known as outrights, they give you a chance to wager on, for example, who wins the NBA lead this season, over or under, totals. Once you learn the sports betting basics, you will never stick to moneyline wagers only. Totals are a great market that's fun to try, allowing you to bet on the total amount of points both teams will combine to score in a game. Just like point spreads, it doesn't rely on a winner. Instead, you'll be putting your money over or under a total score set by the bookie. If you've never tried totals betting before, it is available in many sports and can be profitable if you know your stats. Parlays. Parlays are bets placed on multiple outcomes. Usually these wagers, usually two or more, are tied on a single bet slip, with their odds multiplied by your bet. Parlays can pay dreamy sums of money, but only if you win them all. Even if one loses on your slip, you lose the whole bet. They are quite the adventurous and rewarding wager, but luck plays a big factor in winning parlays. Props, teasers, and pleasers. The official definition for a prop bet is a bet that doesn't rely on the game's outcome, but on an individual player or event. Prop bets are prevalent during big sports events, such as the Super Bowl. They can also be quite lucrative, almost any bet except moneyline, point spread, or totals is sometimes considered a prop wager. Teasers are similar to parlays, but you can adjust the lines for each of the best this time. Just like parlays, each of your selections must win for your bet to win. Pleasers are the opposite of teasers. With this wager, the lines are moved in the bookmaker's favor, and as a result, your slip will be harder to win. The good news is that if you manage to get everything right, the payouts are big. What types of odds are there? When betting online, the first thing you'll notice is that bookies display odds differently. Of course, the value is the same. If you want to learn more about online sports betting and how it works, you must first learn about American, decimal, and fractional odds, American odds. This type of odds is centered around winning or risking $100. Favorites are always displayed with a minus sign in front of the odds. They indicate the money you need to wager to win $100. For example, if the Lakers' odds are minus 400 in a match, you'll win $100 for every $400 you wager. It's the complete opposite with underdogs. They are represented by a plus sign and show how much you can win on a $100 bet. For example, if you bet on an underdog with odds of plus 700, you'll turn a $700 profit on a wager of $100. Decimal odds. Decimal odds are the most widespread odds type, and for a reason. They're the easiest to calculate profits. Read any guide on how sports betting works, and most of the examples will be in decimal odds. To put it simply, they represent the amount you win on a wager of $1. For instance, if the odds are 2.0 and you bet $10, you get $20 in return. The decimal odds are common at European online sportsbooks and the preferred type of odds for new bettors. Fractional odds. Fractional odds are the most complicated odds type at first glance, although they're easy to understand when you get the basics. They represent the amount one profit ratio to the stake. For example, odds of 3-1 on a football match means you're getting 3 units for a single unit wagered. In simpler terms, you're getting $3 for every $1 you wager, considering the betting unit is $1. This odds type is typical for UK bookies, like William Hill or Ladbrokes. The good news is that modern bookmakers such as DraftKings or Bovada have a simple odds switcher that allows you to pick the preferred type. Whether you're a fan of fractional, American, or decimal odds, a simple click of a button will let you switch them at ease. How does live sports betting work? Now that you know how online sports betting works, it's time to introduce you to live betting. In the past, punters at gambling shops could only bet on fixed odds. The best could only be placed before the event begins. Once it does, every wager is off limits until the match is finished. Well, not anymore. The online betting industry has introduced live betting, which has been a dream of millions of punters around the world. In the simplest terms, live online sports betting gives you a chance to wager on live events, as in a football match that's currently underway. It has revolutionized the betting industry as we know it. You can wager on a wide range of new markets with live bets, including next corner, next team to score, player to score, or next yellow or red card. That's precisely why it's so exciting. Of course, the odds are quite different from those you get before the match. Plus, live betting isn't for beginners. You're much more likely to lose your money on it, but you also stand to win solid sums if you can predict who scores next. Those are the odds that often go sky high, especially when a team goes behind. Live betting platforms are full of second-to-second stats that give punters a better idea of what might happen next in a match. Many bookmakers also include live streams in the mix, allowing you to watch the game and the pendulum swing. On top of it all, features such as cash out that allow you to get a portion of your money out before you lose and make live betting even more thrilling than it already is. Where to bet on sports? Betting on sports online can be done at hundreds of excellent bookies. Our team of experts strongly recommends going with an established sportsbook that covers the sports betting basics. Bookies such as William Hill, DraftKings, Bovada, Betway, 22bet, and Ladbrokes are all perfect examples. These are among the top bookies on the internet, packed with great markets and excellent odds in tow. Of course, you can also go with new betting sites. We'd say go for those with the best odds on your favorite sports. For example, if you're an NFL fan, shop to find the best American football odds. It's the same with tennis, basketball, and any other sport. Make sure your bookie of choice has plenty of promotions, too, and that it's properly licensed and regulated. Bet responsibly. When betting on sports online, you have to mind to gamble responsibly. It's pretty easy to get carried away by a few winning slips, risking more money so you can win more. That's not how sports betting works. Just because you're in a winning road doesn't mean luck will smile on you all the time. Make sure you keep your bankroll in check and get help by contacting customer support if you think you need it. Online gambling is very dangerous if kept unchecked. Plus, it's highly addictive too, so that it can lead you down a road where there's no coming back. Either bet responsibly or look for help before that happens. Final words. Sports betting is, hands down, one of the favorite pastimes of people from all over the world. Since the industry focused online, the whole concept of sports betting changed radically for the better, of course. We now have access to thousands of markets with better odds, not to mention that it's easier than ever to bet from home or on the go. We hope that our guide has helped you understand how sports gambling works online.